Thank you, and welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Yep, it's Mike and Kim along with you here on your local radio station. I have a little something to start the program from our friend and your friend, Jim Thompson. Posted this on his Facebook page the other day.
All right.
This one's for you, Jim. At the young age of 5, a bear told me that I am the only person who can prevent forest fires. Why I was chosen, I'll never know.
Oh,
your sole responsibility.
Yep, there you go, Jim. Good old Smokey the Bear. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every week? No need to roam for information. You can just sit down, have a cup of coffee, and have it all at your fingertips. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
I ran across this story the other day. It made me chuckle, so I thought I probably should share it with everybody. Maybe you'll get a chuckle out of it as well. It seems a London lawyer runs a stop sign and gets pulled over by a Scottish cop. He thinks that he's smarter than the cop because, well, he's a lawyer from London and is certain that he has a better education than any Scottish cop. He decides to prove himself this and to have some fun at the Scottish cop's expense. The Scottish cop says, "License and registration, please." The London lawyer says, "What for?" Scottish cop says, "You didn't come to a complete stop at the stop sign." The London lawyer says, "I slowed down and no one was coming." The Scottish cop says, "You still need to come to a complete stop. License and registration, please." London lawyer says, "What's the difference?" Scottish cop says, "The difference is you have to come to a complete stop. That's the law. License and registration, please." London lawyer says, "If you can show me the legal difference between slow down and stop, I'll give you my license and registration, and you can give me the ticket. If not, you let me go and don't give me the ticket." The Scottish cop says, "Sounds fair to me. Exit your vehicle, sir." The London lawyer exits his vehicle. The Scottish cop takes out his baton and starts beating the lawyer and says, "Do you want me to stop or just slow down?"
Point well taken.
Made his point. That's right.
That's right. Well, I have a piece from one of our favorite poets, Yvonne Hollenbeck, of course, from Clearfield. And she wrote this poem in 2018 for Dean and Dolores Colburn, who are from Valentine. Now, Dean has passed on now to better things, but Dolores is our right-hand person. She's got our back many a time. And this is the poem that Yvonne wrote as a tribute to Dolores, 65 years a ranch wife. And I actually think this is going to resonate true for more than just Dolores. 65 years together, who'd have thunk it, said the wife, all those years in the sand hills living a ranch life. 65 years a ranch wife, that's a feat just in its own, for it's just about the hardest job the world has ever known. She's rarely spent a leisure day since she became his bride, for whenever there was work to do, you would find her by his side. You can't call her a cowgirl, 'cause she's far more than that. When cattle work is being done, running gates is where she's at. Growing great big gardens and canning in the fall, raising chicks and butchering, you can bet she's done it all. No better cook for miles around, and that's a well-known fact, for it seems salesmen and the gas men have made themselves a pact to make their way to her house around the noontime hour, for they know that no better meals they ever will devour. She can fix a fence or windmill and even change a tire, and is known to lead assistance with a dreaded prairie fire. She makes everyone welcome. She's a neighbor like no other. There is no better friend at all, and there is no better mother. So, hats off to this lady. She's an angel of the West. For 65 years, a ranch wife, and you can bet she's been the best. Again, that's poetry by much-loved Yvonne Hollenbeck of Clearfield, South Dakota.
How about maybe sharing one or two capsule sermons for you as we wind down the program today? The trouble with being a good sport is that you have to lose to prove it. How about this one? Do not do unto others what angers you if done to you by others. A little capsule sermon. One more of those today. It's one thing to learn about the past. It's another thing to wallow in it. So, a capsule sermon for you.
That's a very good point. Very good. Well, thank you for those bits of wisdom, Mike, as we wrap it up again on The Good Stuff.